That's why they called her the dragon. Vanessa was a bully and excelled at playing on Alex's insecurities. Insecurities she thought she'd ditched 3 decades ago, along with her sticky Maybelline kissing potion roll-on lip gloss. She took a deep breath. She was a successful businesswoman and could still wear her jeans from college. Okay, that was a lie. But I still have a few scarves from my 20s, and they fit fine. Watson gave her some side eye. Alex glared back. She was sure their fawn and white Staffordshire Terrier lying at her feet could read her mind, and so could her twin. Alex had been getting grumpier by the day, and it wasn't because she was worried about running into another corpse.
Is she complaining again?
Maggie Fletcher, Murder and Mayhem's only hire, set a box of vanilla candy cane-scented candles on the counter. She brushed brown bangs out of her eyes. They were stocking shelves in preparation for the town's 3-day Christmas festival. The village was blanketed with a fresh coat of snow and ready for visitors to shop, enjoy a horse-drawn sleigh ride, and participate in the upcoming holiday-themed events. Alex was looking forward to most of the weekend, especially the tree lighting. There was only one little part she was dreading.
Just ignore her. She knows it's too late to back out.
Hannah swept her thick blonde waves away from her face and arranged fresh pine greens on the shelves as the soft strains of White Christmas played in the background. Alex inhaled the woodsy fragrance and frowned at her identical twin, who clearly wasn't giving her any sympathy. The brass bell on the front door jingled, and Alex peered into the hall, hoping to see a customer. She groaned inwardly. Penelope Shaw. And here's the part of the festival I'm dreading. The 60-ish manhunter collected ex-husbands like some people collected Marie Osmond's porcelain dolls. She was always on the lookout for the next Mr. Right. When their newly widowed neighbor, who Penelope had designated as her latest Mr. Right, started showing an interest in Alex, the vile woman had begun a campaign of malicious and spiteful rumors. Now, a year after Alex and Tom had officially started dating, Penelope seemed to have backed off somewhat and was back to her usual hostile behavior.
Look what the reindeer dragged in, Alex muttered under her breath.
What was that?
Penelope looked at her watch.
Aren't you ready yet?
Plastering on a smile, Alex greeted her nemesis.
Is it time to head to the bake shop already? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. Are you going to be long? I closed my shop for our meeting.
Penelope tapped the toe of her spike-heeled boot on the polished wood floor.
I'll grab my coat.
Alex shot a pleading glance at Maggie, who merely shrugged with a sympathetic smile. Alex, Penelope, and Sam O'Connor, the owner of the Cookies and Crumbs Bake Shop, had been appointed judges for Harrison's Deck the Halls contest by Vanessa, dedicated fashionista, petulant diva, and Martha Stewart wannabe. The contest meant to inspire villagers to celebrate the festive season by decorating their front yards had become as cutthroat as any Real Housewives episode, and neighbors were throwing more shade than the Amazon rainforest. Thankfully, the walk to the bake shop was short because Penelope looked like she was winding up for a volley of petty insults, and the biting northeast wind had frozen Alex's face, and tears trickled down the side of her nose. Their cozy hamlet had been decked out with strings of colorful lights along the windows and roof lines, and fresh pine wreaths trimmed with ribbons and pine cones adorned almost every door. The storefronts twinkled with their best festive finery, including black planters brimming with greenery, birch logs, and red velvet bows that matched the ones strung on the cedar garlands around their windows.
Really? You'd think you could wear something a little less dowdy than jeans and a sweatshirt.
Penelope's gaze swept